I'm Theodore Henry with the GIS Evening News for Thursday, December 8. Coming up, Prime Minister lauds Iron Bolt movie, cruise ship Monarch considers future calls to Kingston, and Fire Brigade calls for legislation to inspect private dwellings. The details after the break.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica is encouraging you to save energy this Christmas. Use fewer lights in your Christmas decorations. Instead, use reflective material to spread the glow. Switch to LED Christmas lights and use less electricity. Turn off the lights if you're leaving the house. And switch off the lighting display when you're closing your business for the day. Don't burn Christmas lights for more than 5 hours each day. Just turn them on after dark and don't leave them burning all night. Limit the lights and save energy this Christmas. A message from the PCJ, your energy advisor.
The Legal Aid Council provides representation for persons taken into police custody for any criminal matter and a traffic offense. Request duty counsel of the arresting officer. Duty counsel representation is free.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has hailed Iron Bolt, the documentary film highlighting the life and achievements of homegrown international sprint superstar Usain Bolt. Mr. Holness says Bolt's accomplishments on and off the track have and continue to boost the value of brand Jamaica. He adds that the government is looking to meet with Bolt to discuss ways in which his popularity and contributions can be further leveraged in line with the push for economic growth.
So what Usain Bolt represents for the country, he's a national treasure. He's an asset for us. He's a great ambassador. But he's also, you know, a great representative of what we can do, what the humankind can do by just working very hard, commitment, and maintaining principles.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the Jamaican premiere of Iron Bolt, held at the National Indoor Sports Centre earlier this week. Iron Bolt looks at Bolt's rise to dominance and examines the legacy he will leave after his departure from track and field. National Security Minister Robert Montague is reporting that private owners of closed-circuit television CCTV systems have been responding favorably to his call to partner with the ministry to detect crimes. Minister Montague says so far, 8 private entities have signed on to the system. This is in keeping with plans to rely more on scientific evidence for the detection and prosecution of criminal cases. Minister Montague says when feeds are taken from the private systems, they are stored and monitored for identification by facial recognition and motor vehicle license plates.
It will make the country safer while providing a space for partnership. The country will not be required to install CCTV all over the island. What we will be doing is utilizing the feed from CCTV systems that are privately held.
Minister Montague was speaking at the recently held handing over of the CCTV system at the Islington Police Station. Royal Caribbean's Pullmantur brand is considering Kingston as one of the ports of call on its itinerary for the next 3 years. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett announced the possibility as he welcomed the arrival of the cruise ship Monarch to Kingston earlier this week. Monarch is operated by Pullmantur.
We are very happy that Kingston is being considered as an itinerary and part of a program for you over the next 3 years. That's exciting for us because we have always felt that destination Kingston has a particular allurement, a particular charm, and a value of its own that is impatient of recognition.
The cruise ship carried some 2,700 passengers, and during the port call, more than 400 of the visitors were taken to Duns River Falls in Ocharia, St. Anne, and more than 1,000 shuttled to locations in Kingston and St. Andrew, including Port Royal, Devon House, Emancipation Park, and the Craft Market. And the Jamaican Fire Brigade, JFB, is proposing legislation to give it authority to inspect and ensure that private dwellings are subject to the same kind of scrutiny as public buildings. This comes as part of the brigade's efforts to minimize the number of fire-related deaths in the home. JFB Public Relations Officer, Senior Deputy Superintendent Emilio Ibanks, notes that there are too many homes being built without proper escape routes, putting the occupants at risk in the event of a fire. He notes that the existing legislation only allows for inspection of public buildings and the JFB has no legal authority in private homes. Mr. Banks adds that most of the deaths in the home could have been avoided if proper due diligence had been followed. In the meantime, he's urging families to purchase fire safety equipment and develop evacuation plans in the event of a fire. That was GIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.